Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, Lifeline Central West, I'm a big supporter of that organisation and the work they do in our community. It is just invaluable. It really is. And a gentleman who shares that feeling with me is no stranger to many people around Orange and the Central West. It's Cole Barnes, and he's about to embark on a journey to raise some money for Lifeline Central West. And he's in the studio with me. Cole, good morning.
Good morning, Gilly.
Mate, thanks for coming in. Nice to see you, mate.
Good to see you too.
Now, this is an interesting journey you're about to embark on. But before we go to that, you've done a few things in the past, fundraising for charities. I know you've done some things for the Cancer Council in the past and others. You're not afraid of a bit of a challenge.
Oh, I love a challenge. Eh? It keeps you going in life. The last one I did, the big one I did for Cancer Council, I walked to Cowra, but these days I can't walk.
Okay, so you're getting on your pushy instead.
On the push bike.
Goodness me. Yeah. And you're going from Orange to Yagowra over the course of five, six days?
6 days, mate,
yeah. Okay. Tell us about your tour.
Okay, so we start off on the 26th of April, so the day after Anzac Day, and head to Molong on the first day.
Okay.
And people have been fantastic as far as accommodation goes. People are putting me up, feeding me. So that first night in Molong, Monday night, and we'll ramp it up and try and raise some money out there for Lifeline. And from the next morning, off the back way, the shortcut across to Manildra and stay at the pub out there.
Very good.
Yeah, and the same sort of thing. And then the third day we're going to, well, I'm going. I don't have any backups, only you. From there to Kidal.
Right. And Manildra to Kidal, right.
Yeah, but that's the shortest leg. I've driven this in the last couple of weeks, and that's going to be the toughest. The hills there are amazing.
I know that road. Yeah. Not as well as you're going to get to know it.
I think I'll be pushing uphill a lot.
Okay. Then where are you off to?
Then from Kidal to Canoundra.
Okay.
So that'll be middle of balloon week.
Oh, right.
So into Canoundra, stay the Thursday night. On the Friday, then we take a little detour off to Goolagong.
Right, okay, lovely.
Friday night in Goolagong.
Oh, that'll be nice. That'll be a bit of fun. But you can't get too carried away.
I'll try not to, but we've also, on that Friday night in Goolagong, I'm going to have some support there from the Lifeline people.
Yep, okay.
I'm going to run some raffles and a band that you'd know. River Rats are going to play that Friday night. They're going to provide their services.
That'll be good, yeah.
Lenny and the boys. So that'll be a big night in Goolagong for a small population. And the final leg on the Saturday end up in Yagowra.
Okay, heading to the Central?
My word, John at the Central is going to look after me.
Okay, wonderful. Now, there is a Facebook page online that you've set up, Barnsley's Lifeline Tour.
That's it, yeah.
All right. And you can get on and have a look at the journey. Throw some support behind it. Any sponsorship? I guess you'd take anything you can get right now, yeah?
Well, I've already got private people donating. That's great. But any corporate sponsors would be fantastic. And we might have something in the offing in the next week about that.
Okay, no worries. Well, you let me know about it and we'll let our listeners know about it. Any businesses that want to get behind this. And, of course, Lifeline, the work that they do in our community is just absolutely incredible. So, once again, if you can help out. And, Cole, we should follow you on this journey because our listeners are in all these towns here at Triple M. So we might do that, give you a call here and there and see how you're up to. And if anybody sees you on the road, gives you a honk, stops over.
Pull up and give me a lift if I'm broken down.
That's right.
Throw the bike in the back of the ute.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think it's fantastic, mate. Well done and a great journey. Monday the 26th of April, so not long. How's the training going? You all good?
I've been riding every second day, Gilly. And I'm up to, the biggest one I've done is 20Ks.
Righto.
And I think the first trip to Molong is much more than 20Ks.
Much more than 20Ks.
But I've been riding non-stop. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if I take 3 or 4 hours to get to Molong.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, look, you're pretty fit, but it's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about it. And you're not doing it, as you said, there's no support vehicles. It's just you pushing off on your bike.
Exactly how I want it to be.
Yeah,
it's good for me personally.
Yeah.
It's a challenge, and I'll be out in the country and nature and sheep and cattle and whatever else.
Flat tyres. Barnsley's Lifeline Tour. You'll find it on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. If you can help or if you want some more information, call me on 133353 and I'll give you all the info you need and let you know how you can get involved in it as well. Cole, good to see you, mate. We'll talk again before you push off. And when anything happens and changes and new developments, let us know. We'll let our listeners know.
Cheers, Gilly.